Are you seeking fulfillment for your life? Do you want freedom from fear? That's why we're here. Welcome to Jesus 101, introducing you to the real Jesus. And now, here's your host, Elizabeth Talbot, with Mike Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker.
And I'm Elizabeth Talbot.
Now, Elizabeth, you told the story about the man who wanted absolution for a particular week in his life. Have you ever had a week like that?
You know, I have a few of those. And, you know, I think all of us have something in our past that we really would like to erase.
That's right. Now, the good news is that Jesus is able to erase that for us. And he does it because, not just because of his substitutionary death.
No.
But also because of his perfect obedience to the Father.
Yes, and this is one of the great things that Matthew is trying to teach us, that Jesus' obedience is imputed in our place, not just his death, but his perfect record. I am so happy about that part of the good news.
That's right, because he is basically able to live our lives for us in that effect. Wherever we have failed, he has succeeded.
Yes.
Now, we're going to talk about that in a particular story here in Matthew chapter 4.
Unfortunately, you know, we're not able to see every story in Matthew, which would be so awesome, because, you know, we have so many programs to do for Matthew. But so we're jumping over chapter 3.
Which is the baptism is contained in chapter 3, which is kind of the announcement of Jesus' public ministry, so to speak. And there's some parallels between that baptism and I think Israel's experience, coming out of slavery, going through the Red Sea, spending 40 years in the wilderness, Jesus coming out of baptism, going to the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted.
Yeah, actually, Paul makes that commentary.
He does, you know, doesn't
that they were baptized through the Red Sea.
And that baptism is, of course, a part of the symbolism that we portray as Christians, the fact that our sins are forgiven and we are cleansed. But from there, we go now to the fact that Jesus, after his baptism, goes out to the wilderness.
Yes.
And now he's going to be tempted.
Yeah, he's going to be tempted. And we want to prepare you for this particular talk, because if you are able to have a Bible in your hand, you will love this, because you need to keep a finger on Matthew chapter 4, and then your other hand, go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and just keep them both together. If you're driving, please don't do that.
No.
Do it later at home. But if you're able to, this is wonderful, because of all the gospel writers, Matthew has this premise that he wants us to understand, that Jesus relives
Israel's history.
And he's victorious in all the things that they failed.
Where Israel failed, Jesus, he succeeds.
Yeah, so he's a new Israel in one way.
The new Israel, which means basically he has made up for their deficiencies. It's not just his substitutionary death, but it's his perfect life that cleanses of our sins.
This is a great part of what I have come to understand about God.
All right, so now we've got this temptation of Jesus, and we find this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Well, there's an understatement as ever we made one.
Yeah, and I'll stop there. Look at all those words that we just used. He was led by the Spirit, to the desert or wilderness in some of your versions to be tempted. And he fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and became hungry. Now, we stop there and go to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Chapter 8.
Verse 2, for you to realize how Matthew has inserted words that would make you think of Israel's history immediately. So let's go to verse 2 of Deuteronomy 8.
It says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
And he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna. So all these words that are in this, see, Matthew makes a point to use a lot of these words in his introduction.
Because we find those words in verse 3, causing you to be hungry, fed you with manna, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So basically, he's repeating these words in order to show us the parallel between these two events.
Yeah, how Jesus is going through the same things that Israel went through. And now in the very words of Jesus, we have the repetition of Israel's life.
So we have in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 4, getting back to Matthew, it says, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Okay, so this is what Jesus says to answer the devil, right? When
right.
he's tempted. Now, go back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, where we were, and we're now going to read all of verse 2 and 3 completely. So you want to do that?
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Can you believe it? So Jesus is quoting directly
from Deuteronomy chapter 8.
That's right. And this is the way it's going to be throughout this narrative. Mm-hmm. So let's keep going now to verse 5.
Okay, verse 5. Here of the temptations of Jesus, it says, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
Okay, now here the devil got smart, and he's quoting scripture.
That's
this is from Psalm chapter 91 or Psalm
91. That's right.
So Jesus will answer to this on verse 7. On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.
So let's go back now to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
What verse would we look for there?
We're looking at verse 16.
Okay.
And here we have the exact words. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test mm-hmm. as you tested him at Massa.
Okay.
So here Jesus again is quoting from the same book, same area of mm-hmm. the history
of the history of Israel.
Of Israel.
That's right. And reliving that experience.
That's right.
But succeeding where Israel had failed.
That's right. So now we pick it up from 8.
By the way, before we go to verse 8, it's interesting that the devil quoted scripture.
Yeah.
You know, even the devil can quote scripture. We can use scripture incorrectly,
can't
we? Oh,
yes. Not everybody that quotes scripture is being used by God.
That's right. That's right. Okay, now we're going back to verse 8
mm-hmm.
of Matthew chapter 4. It says, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. At least there he didn't quote scripture, right?
That's right, he didn't. But Jesus does again.
Yeah.
And he says, go, Satan. That's it. Go away.
Get away from me.
Yeah. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Can you imagine what book he quoted from?
Deuteronomy?
Yeah, that's right.
What chapter?
We're in chapter 6, verse 13.
Verse 13.
You shall fear only the Lord your God and worship him only. So when you're going back and forth, then you realize how important this topic is for Matthew.
For Matthew.
That you may understand that Jesus actually is reliving
mm-hmm.
Israel's history.
So what does that mean for me? It means that he's already lived my life?
He's already succeeded
wherever I fail?
It means that when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
right.
the record that is put in your place is the perfect obedience of Jesus.
Isn't that the most wonderful thing in the world, that when God looks at me, he does not see Mike Tucker with all of his foibles and follies and failures.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he sees the perfect life of Jesus Christ.
This is why, you know, the New Testament will keep us telling there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Romans
How
8.
Could it be if God is not seeing us? He's actually seeing his perfect life
That's
in
right.
our place.
Even Jesus told us that. He said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world,
yes.
but that the world through him might be saved. No condemnation because mm-hmm. Jesus stands in our place. We go back to the concept of the Goel. Well, where one of the things that the kinsman redeemer could do would be to stand in court in the place of the other person,
mm-hmm.
so that if indeed judgment is given, it's not against the other person, but the kinsman redeemer who's saying, my life is perfect.
That's right.
You've got nothing to judge against me. And that
right.
is Jesus standing in our place, presenting his perfect life for my foolish life.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing parts of the good news of the gospel, is that it's not just his death, but his life that
mm-hmm.
is in my record. And, you know, Matthew has three working proposals that are very, very strong, as we started from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is the Davidic king that was to
That's
come,
right. mm-hmm.
that Jesus is the new and greater Moses, so mm-hmm. he divides the gospel in five and the infancy narrative in five.
In five parts.
And the third one is this one, you know, that Jesus relives Israel's history.
Hmm.
And he does it perfectly.
Perfectly.
So he Matthew has this good news for the Jews. Look, you guys, you think your past has a few detours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you accept Jesus Christ, your past is perfect.
It's perfect. The Jews had gone through the Red Sea. They disobeyed. They could not go directly to the Promised Land. They sent the spies. They lost hope. They lost courage. So they had to wander through the wilderness for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went through baptism, went to the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, but was victorious.
Mm-hmm.
So he's replaced
on their behalf,
on their behalf
mm-hmm.
replacing Israel's history with his own.
Yes. I think one of the things that I have come to really believe that they have set me free
mm-hmm.
in my own spiritual life is the fact that in all those weeks that I have that I will like
That's a solution, right.
For, that actually are so many that I can say my whole life.
That's right. It's hard to find a week where maybe you don't need absolution.
That's right. It's or a day or a minute.
Or 5 minutes. Yeah, I can't find that either.
Yes, that my past is literally replaced. You know, not just absolved, but replaced. It's not that I just get mercy, meaning that I don't get what I deserve. That I actually get grace, where I get what I don't deserve.
Jesus has gone to the record books of heaven and rewritten your history with his own life. Now, you think about that. If indeed my biography is no longer my biography, it is now the biography of Jesus Christ because he takes my place. That means there is indeed no condemnation for me. No one can judge me. And that means for our listeners as well. I know that you've gone through some very, very difficult times. I know that you've got weeks and moments and days and years of your life and maybe all of your life that you regret and you wish could be rewritten.
Yeah, and this is the good news that Matthew is bringing. Jesus has lived a perfect life in your place. When you accept him as a personal savior, your record is actually his record. Your story is his story.
That's right. That's right. Your past has been erased because in Jesus Christ, there is now no condemnation for you. No one can condemn you.
And this is truly good news.
It is.
Thank you for joining us today on Jesus 101. For more insights and resources, connect with us at Jesus101.tv. That's Jesus101.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jesus101Institute and follow us on Twitter at Jesus101Media. Until next time, live free.